Mr. Darcy's Diary by Maya Slater. Read by David Rintoul.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Netherfield. October the 12th. All day I had G's letter on my mind, yet could not bring myself to dwell on it. It rained heavily. In the forenoon I had them saddle Caesar and out for a gallop in the rain, which failed to clear my thoughts. Later joined in the library by Miss Caroline, showing me the slippers she is embroidering for me, and urging me to admire them. Red gros point with green lover's knots. When I protested that I never wear slippers, she informed me that now was the time to start. Charles rambled on incessantly about tonight's ball. He had heard that numbers of charming young ladies live in the neighbourhood, and mentioned one family with five or six daughters, all said to be lovely. But I could think of nothing but G's letter. I have reread it three or four times, but still can find no solution to her predicament. All I wished for was the leisure to reflect on this. When we foregathered for the cold meats, I said that I'd prefer to stay at home. Charles would not hear of this. "Pooh, Fitz, you can't be such a killjoy. Come to a ball. They say the assembly rooms at Meryton are delightful. A couple of boulanger or a dashing white sergeant will cheer you up in a trice. I won't hear of you languishing here whilst we all enjoy ourselves. Why, you'd miss the prettiest girls for miles around." Miss Caroline, I think, dislikes such allusions to petticoats. She retired to compose her evening's toilette with her maid. Her brother continued to exhort me. He wants...